USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so easy.
Naomi Judd, whose family harmonies with daughter Winona turned them into Grammy-winning country stars, the Judds, has died at the age of 76. Her daughters Winona and Ashley announced her death on Saturday, saying, "We are in unknown territory." The search for a missing Alabama inmate and a corrections officer continues Monday. The pair went missing Friday after Vicki White from the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office said she was taking unrelated inmate Casey White for a mental health evaluation at the county courthouse. But the officer and the inmate never arrived. Authorities are considering multiple scenarios. Was Vicki White overpowered and kidnapped by the 6'9" inmate, or did she assist him? USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
In New Mexico, the Calf Canyon and Hermit's Peak Fire is currently the largest fire burning in the country. The fire surpassed 100,000 acres overnight. All of Mora is now under mandatory evacuations. Those leaving must take highways 433, 442, or 518 north to Taos. Those roads will be open for evacuation only, and no re-entry will be allowed. With the revelation many school districts across America are attempting to indoctrinate kids in the classroom, many parents want the funding for their kids to go to the choice of their schools and not simply the school district.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis blasted the Biden administration's Department of Education over a proposed regulation that would restrict federal funding for certain charter schools. Polis calling it confounding for the Education Department to limit public school choice by instituting new rules that would gut the federal charter schools program. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
For years, pediatricians have followed what they say is flawed guidance linking race to risk of urinary infection and newborn jaundice. In a new policy announced Monday, the American Academy of Pediatrics says it's putting all of its guidance under the microscope to eliminate race-based medicine. Joseph Wright, lead author of a new policy and chief health equity officer at the University of Maryland, says they'll re-examine the AAP treatment recommendations. President Trump held a rally in Greenwood, Nebraska over the weekend.
We grew the conservative movement into a working people's movement. The Republican Party is now a party of a lot of people, but working people more than maybe anybody else. And, you know, we've expanded this party to a level that's why they say we want the party, we want everything, we just don't want Trump. By the way, that's the liberal media saying that. That's not the people saying it. That's what we call it, Trumpism without Trump. And we're never going back. Our movement must continue to pursue a populist and nationalist.
We want Trump! 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 We want Trump!
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, this is not only a big crowd. Look at those beautiful fields of corn and everything. This is so beautiful. You're so lucky to be growing up. I've seen things where I grew up that are a little tough.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.